Hallelujah. Praise and glory be unto our God this morning. I want to take this time and opportunity to welcome each and every one of you to RTD Church International Morning Devotion, a time where we come to encounter the living God in the morning. I pray that you are blessed this morning, this day that the Lord has made, that you woke up in your sound mind. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, that Jesus is the Lord and the Savior of your life. Father, we thank you for this farm that you have brought us into this service. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for those that are joining wherever they are this morning. As we lift up our voices to honor you, we praise you, we love you, we exalt you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Today I want us to go quickly to the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs chapter 20. Today we are on the book of Proverbs chapter 20, and I believe there's something that we are going to learn out of the word of God. For a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord. I know as we continually feed on knowledge, feed on the word of God, your destiny and my destiny will never be the same. We shall be transformed by the authority of the word of God. So be a witness to the word of God this morning. I will be reading from English Standard Version, the book of Proverbs chapter 20 from verse 1. Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. The terror of a king is like the growling of a lion. Whoever provokes him to anger forfeits his life. It is an honor for a man to keep aloof from strife, but every fool will be quarreling. The sluggard does not plow in the autumn. He will seek at harvest and have nothing. The purpose in a man's heart is like a deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Many a man proclaims his own steadfast love, but a faithful man who can find. The righteous who walks in his integrity, blessed are his children after him. A king who sits on the throne of judgment winnows all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made my heart pure, I am clean from my sin? An equal weights and an equal measures are both alike an abomination to the Lord. Even a child makes himself known by his acts, by whether his conduct is pure and upright. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made them both. Love does not sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes and you will have plenty of bread. Bad, bad, says the buyer, but when he goes away, then he boasts. There is gold and abundance of costly stones, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Take a man's garment when he has put up security for a stranger, and hold it in pledge when he puts up security for foreigners. Bread gained by deceit is sweet to a man, but afterward, his mouth will be full of gravel. Plans are established by counsel, by wise guidance, wage war. Whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with a simple bumbler. If one curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in utter darkness. An inheritance gained hastily in the beginning will not be blessed in the end. Do not say, I will repay evil. Wait for the Lord and he will deliver you. An equal weights are an abomination to the Lord, and a false scales are not good. A man's steps are from the Lord. How then can man understand his way? It is a snare to say rashly it is holy, and to reflect only after making vows. A wise king winnows the wicked and drives the wheel over them. The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all his innermost parts. Steadfast love and faithfulness preserves the king, and by steadfast love his throne is upheld. The glory of young men is their strength, but the splendor of the old man is their gray hair. Blows that wound cleanse away evil. Strokes make clean the innermost parts. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. They are powerful instruction, powerful counsel out of the book of Proverbs. A lot to learn from. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You say by wisdom, hallelujah, the house is built, and by understanding and knowledge it is established. Praise be to Jesus. So when we want to build, we have to build by wisdom, by wisdom, by wisdom. Even when you are building your home, you are building your marriage, you are raising your children, you are building the ministry that God has given you, you have to apply wisdom. Praise be to God. That's why we have come to the book of Proverbs, because there is where we learn the wisdom of God. We learn how to navigate life. We learn how to put the word into application. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. We learn to know the heart of God. We learn to know the things that God doesn't want us to do. Like we have read there, that the false weight has been repeated in the chapter 2 times. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You see, for a word of God, for a scripture to be repeated almost 2 times, and that word has been repeated over and over from the book of Proverbs, that false weight are abomination to the Lord. In other words, don't cheat. Don't cheat while doing business. There's a lot of people, you are doing business but you are cheating on your customer. You say that this sugar is weighing 500 kg, but when it is measured, it only weighs 40 kg. That is cheating. There's a lot of companies that are cheating on weights. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You are the mother there. You sell boga, you sell maize, you sell beans, you sell grains. You are cheating on weight. You know that thing you are using is not measuring correctly. Praise be to God. It's measuring some small grams less, and customers are not able to notice the difference. Praise be to God. I remember when we used to go to the market to buy maize in Africa. When you used to go to town or the market to buy maize, there are people that they could use this kasuku. They are something they used to call that used to hold like a 2 kg. And sometimes they could press the bottom of it. And when they press the bottom of it, it could carry less grain. Praise be to Jesus. And some sellers were very crafty when it comes to that. Hallelujah. They will pretend that the thing is full, but the thing doesn't measure up. Praise be to God. And a lot of people are doing business in an unjust manner, and then you expect God to bless you. No, He can't bless you. When you are a child of God, do your business in a just manner. In a just manner. Praise be to God. Don't be greedy. It is the Lord that blesses from above. Hallelujah. You just need to be honest. Be honest with your prices. Don't hide prices that are not there. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. You advertise something that is costing $5. By the time somebody buy it, it is $20. And somebody begin to wonder, but you say it was $10. What happened? There is this. You put an advertisement on the window. $2. This is only $2. But by the time somebody buy that thing, they have costed $100. Praise be to God. Use a language that is accountable, even in advertising. Praise be to God. Stop using misleading advertising. Hallelujah. You know, when you are a child of God, be honest. Hallelujah. Don't say things that doesn't add up. You know that whatever you are saying is not true, but you are putting a lie somewhere there to sell. Hallelujah. Don't put a lie. Stand with the word of God. Don't lie to people. Praise be to God. If this word can't draw them, no one can draw them. The word is Jesus. Even when it comes to the word, we can't sugarcoat the word. We can't sugarcoat the gospel. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. If they don't like you because you speak the truth, it is not you they don't like. It is Jesus. Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. And we will preach the word of God with no compromise. We will call sin by its name. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So if you love God, you obey. If you love God, you submit. If you love God, you want to grow in teachings that can build you, not in flattery. Praise be to God. Flattery will take you nowhere. Praise be to God. I can flatter you today, but that will destroy you. But the word of God is solid. It will establish you in whatever you do. You will not be shaken. Hallelujah. Today I read in the morning that great peace are they who love the word of the book of the law. Great peace are they who love the book of the law. Great peace. So when you want the peace of God, you have to be a lover. You have to put your heart to knowledge, to learn the holy word of God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. The Bible says wine is a mocker. You know, I've met a lot of people that think that by drinking wine, they will be able to overcome sorrow, they will be able to overcome depression, they will be able to overcome challenges. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Just because you are high today does not mean tomorrow when you wake up, your problem will be solved. Praise be to Jesus. May you learn to face your challenges head on. Praise be to God. Jesus said, come to me, those that are heavy laden. Are you heavy laden? Are you worried? Is something bothering you? Is something eating you slowly but surely? Come to Jesus. Don't allow that thing destroy you. Don't allow that depression destroy you. Don't allow that situation destroy you. Don't allow that rejection destroy you. Come to the Father. Hallelujah. Are you heavy laden? Is the weight too heavy? Let's stop drinking. Hallelujah. Stop tarrying in wine. Hallelujah. Because wine will take you to a place where you won't be able to make sound judgment. Praise be to God. Wine has made married men to impregnate women outside their marriage. Praise be to God. And now they are living in regret. Wine have made people do things out of order. Alcohol have made a lot of people do things out of order. There are people that have destroyed their marriage, destroyed their home, destroyed their property because of drinking. Praise be to God. Drinking alcohol and all that. Praise be to God. Don't destroy yourself. Don't be led astray. Praise be to God. The Bible says if you are led astray because of alcohol, you are not wise. You are not wise. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Come to the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, here we are high. We are high of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. We are high of the true wine that comes from the Father, the wine of the Holy Ghost. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy unspeakable. Unspeakable, unexplainable, the joy of God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I don't need any alcohol. I don't need nothing to be happy. All I need is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the peacemaker. When he's in my heart, I will have peace. I will have joy. And no devil, no man can rob me the joy and the peace of God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The terror of a king is like a growling of a lion. Whoever provokes him to anger forfeits his life. Praise be to God. You see, the kingdom we serve is a theoretical kingdom. It's a kingdom led by a king. Hallelujah. The Bible is not democracy. Praise be to God. You see, in the Bible, men are to in the world, in a democratic country, men choose their leader. But in a theoretical country, it is God who is the leader of a nation. So the Bible is led by a king, is led by a king. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And we need to know that the nature of a king. The king, they stand in absolute authority. Praise be to God. So whatever God decides to do, no devil can stop him. No man can stop the will of God. That's why it is written that when he opens, no man can shut. And when he closes, no man can open. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So we have to live in the fear of the Lord, not to provoke God. Hallelujah. Not to provoke God, because we never know. Hallelujah. Not to provoke God in the name of Jesus. It is an honor for a man to keep aloof from strife, but every fool will be quarreling. It is an honor to stay away from strife. Anything that brings people to fight, please stay away from it. Praise be to God. There are people that love to quarrel. There are people that will quarrel out of nothing. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You just quarrel out of nothing. You know, don't look for problem. Don't be a problem looker. Praise be to Jesus. Be a solution maker. Hallelujah. When you see a problem, search for solution. Stop complaining. Hallelujah. When there's a mistake, praise be to God, be quick to take responsibility. Hallelujah. Stop giving excuses of mistakes you have done. A real man takes responsibility. A real woman takes responsibility of their mistakes. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know what made man lose authority at the Garden of Eden? Is failure to take responsibility. Praise be to God. If Adam could have taken responsibility as a man and said, Lord, I have made a mistake, have mercy on me. Instead, he transferred the responsibility to the serpent. That serpent lied to me. It was a serpent there when he was eating the fruit. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. May you stop transferring mistakes. Take responsibility. Hallelujah. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Take responsibility. You taking responsibility will make you to find solutions quickly. You will make you to identify where the problem is and how to fix it. Do you know, two people can quarrel from morning to evening and solve nothing until one of them will take responsibility and say, okay, I am the one who is wrong. I'm the one who is wrong. Forgive me. How can we work it out? Is there something we can do better? Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Is there something we can do better? And you will have ended up winning the argument, winning the problem, because you took responsibility. Above all, stay away from strife. Stay away from strife in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It is an honor for a man, hallelujah, to keep aloof from strife, but every fool will be quarreling. The sluggard does not plow in the autumn. He will seek at harvest and have nothing. The sluggard, the lazy person, they don't plow, they don't work. When people are working, they are busy playing, they are busy rumoring, they are busy going from place to place, club to club. But the day of harvest, they also want to eat. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. A lazy man should not eat. If you don't work, you don't deserve to eat. Praise be to Jesus. I don't encourage sluggishness. I don't encourage laziness in this ministry. All of us, we have to work hard. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. God will bless the work of our hands. He said, whatever thy hand do find to do, do it with all your might. Hallelujah. Even if it is cleaning toilets, do it with all your might. Even if it is cooking in a restaurant, do it with all your might. Praise be to God. Even if it is a security job, job, do it with all your might. Whatever job you find to do, do it with all your might. Shine on it. Be the best in it. In the name of Jesus, don't afford to be lazy. You busy playing around expecting that your father is going to take care of you. You expecting some people abroad are going to send money to you. All you do, you lazy. You wait until the end month is when you start running around. You don't have rent. You don't deserve to eat. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So if you sleep when people are working, praise be to God. As this chapter has mentioned about the strength, the Bible said the glory of the young man is their strength. This time that God has given you the strength, put it to work. Don't wait until you are an old man is when now you want to do a McDonald's job. Praise be to Jesus. Start now. Build on security now. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Find something you can do now. Invest in the house of God. Invest in the kingdom of God. Invest in serving. Praise be to God. The investment you do now is what will help you tomorrow. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The purpose in a man's heart is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. The purpose in a man's heart is like deep waters. Praise be to God. In other words, it is not easy to navigate the purpose that God has given you. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You and me, we have a purpose. You are not born by mistake. You are born to accomplish something on earth. You are called to be a blessing. You are called to touch somebody's life. You are called to bring souls unto salvation. You are called to build big industry, to build hospitals, to build churches for God, to build schools, to build orphanages. Praise be to God. I don't know what your purpose is. Praise be to God. Probably your purpose is to write inspirational songs, to sing inspirational songs. I don't know your purpose. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. But the purpose can be deep waters. Navigating through purpose may not be easy. Hallelujah. But a man of understanding will draw it out. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. When you gain understanding, you are able to draw it out. You are able to start working on that thing that God has called you to do. Praise be to God. You are able to start investing on that thing you know you will spend the rest of your life. Hallelujah. You know, the bad thing we always face is when we invest a lot where we will not end up spending the rest of our life. Praise be to God. You find somebody went to school to study engineer. Hallelujah. Only to become a businessman. You spend 4 years studying engineer only to end up being a businessman. You could have studied business if you knew better. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You find somebody went and studied computer science only to end up becoming a musician. Praise be to God. You have wasted so much time doing something that don't end up helping your purpose. Praise be to God. The Bible says a man of understanding is able to draw out, hallelujah, to draw out his purpose. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. We are called to draw out that thing, to invest on that thing, to actualize that thing, to put time onto that thing we know that God has called us to do. That's where we are here this morning, preaching the word of God, praying and sharing the Holy Scripture, because there is something that we are drawing out. We are drawing revelations. We are digging wells that generation will feed on. Hallelujah. This teaching we are teaching now, they are recorded. They are in podcasts. They will stay in the archive of the house of God. our generations will feed on this teaching. They will be empowered. They will be on fire for God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because people are yearning for the authority of the word of God. Hallelujah. They are yearning for the pure bread. They are yearning for the milk of the word of God. And I believe that we are digging onto reservoirs. We are digging onto the ancient walls of the word of God. Praise be to Jesus. That's why we are patient in teaching the word of God, verse to verse, chapter to chapter. Praise be to God, because we are digging in an overflowing vessel, overflowing well. Praise be to God, that will feed generation. No matter where you are in the Muslim countries, you'll be able to get the word from the top of your hand. Hallelujah. Even if you are not able to go to church, you'll be able to get the word from your tab, from your phone, from your mobile, from your computer. The word will be right there to you, and it is free in charge. It is free. These teachings, you can go to the website, you can download them for free. Praise be to God. They are free. You can go download. Actually, we have made sure that they are downloadable. Hallelujah. The podcast in our size are downloadable. Praise be to God. So you can go to the ministry website, www.restoration.com/of the tent of David. You can download those teachings. There are hundreds of teachings there. You can download them, listen to them, save them in your computer, listen to them, put them on your iPod, whatever you want to do. Praise be to God, and constantly listen to the word of God, and your life will never remain the same. So we are building a generation. We are drawing out our purpose in the mighty name of Jesus, and our life will never be the same. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many a man proclaims his own steadfast love, but a faithful man who can find. Praise be to Jesus. A lot of people will proclaim how good they are, how loving they are, but can you find a faithful man? A faithful man. Praise be to Jesus. Do you know, even in ministry, you know what a man of God, an overseer may desire to get is faithful people. Getting faithful people is not easy. It's not easy. The Bible says, a faithful man who can find people who will serve. People will serve in meekness, in the spirit of humility. Even when the leader is not around, they will give their best. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We find even pastors that they are cheating. They don't give tithe. They don't do the will of God. They are doing all manner of corruption in the house of God. Praise be to God. But God is looking for those that are faithful. Faithful in his work. Faithful in the resources that God has put into their hands. Praise be to God. We cannot afford to misuse the resources that God has put in our hands. Hallelujah. Beginning with your salary, you have to be faithful to God. In your work, you have to be faithful to God. In the tithes and offering, you have to be faithful to God. In whatever position that God put you in, may faithfulness be your benchmark. In whatever you do, choose to be faithful. Hallelujah. Choose to be faithful, and the Lord of heaven and earth, he will bless you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The righteous who walks in his integrity, blessed are his children after him. Hallelujah. You are the life you live today will be a fragrance to your children and your generation. Your children will not suffer because you live the worthy life. You live the righteous life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our children will be blessed because we stood for what is right. We live the life that is worthy of his name. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So the way you live right now will benefit the generation to come, will benefit your children. Your children will be called blessed because their father stood stood with the principles of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. A king who sits on the throne of judgment winnows all evil with his eyes. Hallelujah. To winnow is to kind of clean out. Praise be to God. To clean out. Hallelujah. A king who sits on the throne of judgment winnows all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made my heart pure, I am clean from my sin? Who can say that? Hallelujah. You know, we don't have authority in our own to declare our own holiness or our own purity. Hallelujah. The Bible says our righteousness is like a filthy rag. We need the help of God. We need the grace of God. We need the blood of Jesus. That's why we have to surrender our life to the Lord and say, Jesus, here I am. I want to give my life to you. I want to surrender my all to you. May you come and be the Lord and the Savior of my life. May you come and forgive me of all of my unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Deliver me from the power of sin. Set me free, my God, my Savior, in the name of Jesus. I want you to begin to bless God. Open your mouth. Begin to bless him this morning. Begin to worship him. Begin to lift up the name of Jesus. Declare his goodness, declare his mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the authority of your word. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for going ahead of us. We give you glory. We give you honor. Adonai, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses, O Jehovah God, as we forgive those who trespasses against us, O Jehovah. Lead us not into temptations, O God, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy glory, and thy honor. Thank you for your children across the nation. Thank you for your people. Thank you for the word that proceeded out of this altar. May thy word go out and fulfill that which you send it. May thy word be established at the cornerstone of our heart. May thy word be hidden in us, O Jehovah God. Hallelujah. Thank you for going ahead of us. Thank you for paving way. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Father, Lord, I pray today that may you bless our going out. Bless our coming in the name of Jesus. May you cause thy face to shine upon us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. May we find favor in the eyes of man in the name of Jesus. Use us this morning for the glory of your mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, this evening we are going to have our healing, prophetic, and deliverance service, 7 p.m. Please don't miss the service this evening, 7 p.m. We are going to have healing, prophetic, and deliverance service. If you have prayer requests, please make sure to send so that we pray and stand with you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. May you be at that time when God is moving. God can heal you just by the virtue of you being in the service. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Be in the service. When we are worshiping prophetically, when we are praying prophetically, when we are singing prophetically, that is the time where the healing and deliverance virtue is being sent forth. Angels are pouring oil on people's head. So be in that environment. You will realize your problem is gone. You don't know how it was gone. You will realize that pain is taken away. You will realize that sickness is taken away. You will realize that mental issue is taken away. You will realize that depression is taken away because you happen to stay in the presence of God. You happen to tarry in the presence of God. And in his presence, there is joy. In his presence, there is strength. And God will empower you this evening as you join us to worship God, to enter into his glory, to praise him. Hallelujah. To pray from the bottom of our heart and to seek our God and his power and his authority. And we know our lives will never be the same again. Shalom, shalom, shalom.